Ah, but welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. Yep, one of life's great mysteries. 780 years of experience. It's mysterious how we came up with that number. It's mysterious why it never changes. It's been 780 years for the last 5 years. You figure it out. That's why it's called a mystery. Welcome to More Than Money. If you are joining us for the very first time, I think you're going to find the next couple of hours will be informative. If you find any entertainment value whatsoever, I assure you it was accidental. If you're a regular listener, you're going to find this show to be a little different. We're putting together a very special show this morning. As you're listening, I'm traveling. So you're going to have the advantage of Gene being in two places at one time. Yeah. There was, for those of you that are as old as I, you will remember a comedy group from the 60s called Far Sign Theater. And their motto was, how can you be two places at once when you're nowhere at all? Wow. That's heavy, man. So welcome to a very special edition of More Than Money. Because it is a special edition, we're not taking calls this morning, but we are taking emails. Now, isn't that interesting? Again, just because I'm traveling doesn't mean I can't pick up your email. And in a few minutes, I'll tell you exactly why you might want to email me this morning. But as part of our very special More Than Money edition, we have a special guest. A gentleman that many of you actually know, many of you have met many, many times. You've been part of our More Than Money live events. If you've been at the Wounded Warrior event, been at one of our More Than Money holiday open houses, if you've been in and around, if you're part of our More Than Money family at the in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, you might very well have met Mark Belsack along the way. So good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. I've been called a gentleman and special today. So this is definitely going to be a different show.
Don't get used to it.
Yeah, I know. It's all for the radio.
Yeah, we start basic and we go from there. Now make sure that he stays on mic because he's a rookie.
I am.
His very first ever radio experience. We're going to be gentle. Well, for a moment or two. And then we're going to be normal. So.
Yes, hence the fear.
So now it is your very first time being on More Than Money, but you're certainly no stranger to our More Than Money team. You've been with us for how long?
About 3.5 years.
And as a financial advisor, you've been doing it way longer than that.
Based on your math, it's about 476 years.
How about based on your math?
22nd year. And all portfolio management, financial advisory, mostly on the trust and estate side, which actually coincides perfectly to MTM Financial. It's really geared in the same capacity, but yeah, it's been great.
One of the reasons that folks have not heard you on radio, well, as they've heard Daryl Oaken, they've heard Bill Maughan, they've heard Scott Barr, they've heard a lot of folks that are part of our team.
Right.
Your weekends are pretty full.
I pretty much don't have weekends. Yes.
And you want to explain to folks why that might be?
Well, single dad, 3 boys, Chase 15, Zane 13, and Slade is 9. I think a slow weekend for me is usually 3 or 4 games on Saturday and possibly 2 games on Sunday, mostly traveling. So my days start probably the same time that yours do.
Going very different directions.
Right. You get to come here, and I'm in a car or on a baseball field.
God bless us indeed. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Mark's a single dad, but and proud beyond belief, but isn't going to announce that. He's got 3 great kids. These boys are fantastic. They're not just great athletes. They're fine young men. And for those of you that were at the Iron Pigs game this summer where we had to take a kid to the ballpark, Mark had all 3 of the boys there, and one of the boys ended up with a foul ball, which was kind of cool.
It was pretty cool. It was Slade's birthday, August 28th, and so he not only got a chance to come to the game, not only got his name on the board, but then we got a foul ball. Worked out to be a pretty good day.
Life's pretty good.
So he's expecting that every year. So if you could coordinate that, and also since Chase is in June, that's baseball season. We'll see if we can work that out. Zane's in January. I have no clue what you're going to do. Hockey puck? That'd be a little dangerous.
Spring training's not even in January yet.
If you want to bring MTM down to Florida for spring training, that would be cool.
That's very kind of you to offer.
I know. Yeah. I do my best.
The boy gives till it hurts. Speaking of giving until it hurts, I have nothing. There's no transition for that. I apologize. The More Than Money family, of which you are an important part, have what's the right word? We have a particular affection for the folks that we serve.
Right.
How do you describe your relationships with your clients?
It's a great question. It's actually a very unique question, and I often find myself trying to describe it to people who come in to meet us for the first time, and you really can't, because it's not a traditional relationship that financial advisors have. I mean, you've always said over the last couple of years since I've been working here, you've said that we're in a pretty fortunate position that we can actually choose our own clients, and I didn't believe you. I said, that's ridiculous. How do you do that? That's just not a financial advisor. You want to accumulate assets. But it's actually true, and that's the coolest thing, because we pick the people who we want to have as clients because, here's an interesting thought, we like them. We're trying to build long-lasting relationships, and so when we build those relationships, we want to work with these people for not just their lifetimes, for generations, and it's actually fun. People come in, they get to hang out with us, and it's not a typical meeting. So the dynamic is very different than I've ever seen. I mean, you want to talk about an interesting dynamic going to a trust department. There's hardly a relationship. It's forced because all the accounts are dictated through the trust document. So you don't really have much of a choice to be there. And so that's what really differentiates us from everyone else is, number one, we're not trying to accumulate you and you're not forced to be there. So that makes things pretty cool. It actually brings things down to a level that, I don't know, you actually enjoy coming in and talking to your financial advisor. That's weird. It's like saying I love coming to my doctor.
It is a fact that folks will tease me as the senior member of the team that at some point, of course, I'll be riding off into the sunset. And my response is, why the hell would I do that? My typical day is I get to wake up with 5, 6, 7 friends on my schedule to come in and spend time with, to catch up with, to serve, to be part of their lives, get the updates on family, get the updates on everything that's going on. If I were retired, what would be a great day? You'd get up in the morning, you'd spend time with 6 or 7 of your best friends, you'd share, wait a second, that's what I'm doing now. And I get paid an obscene amount of money to do it. So, pretty interesting idea. Now, if you're just joining us, More Than Money, we've got Mark Belsack in the studio, and this is a special edition of More Than Money. As you're listening, I'm traveling. Now, Mark mentioned that we get to select clients. Obviously, they get to select us as well. It's a two-way street. Hey, we want you. We don't want you. Okay, that's not going to fly. But for lots of folks, they become not just clients, of course, but they become friends. And we get to celebrate some of their successes. One of our clients has had a tremendous success. She just had her first novel published.
Wow.
Karen Katcher has written The Secrets of Lake Road, which I got to tell you, my wife can't put down. She's going, it's amazing. Connie's reading it. It's amazing. And Karen was kind enough to autograph a half a dozen copies for us. We've already given away 3. We have 3 left. So if you are listening today, we're not taking calls, but we are taking emails. Because if your email is, in my opinion, the question of the week, a couple of really cool things are going to happen. Number one, we're going to put your question of the week on our website. Number two, we're going to send it out as a blog. Your question, my answer. Your extremely insightful question, my full of wisdom answer. Well, full of something answer. God bless us. And you can tell all your friends and neighbors how excited you are, because you're an important part of the More Than Money family. And we're going to give you an autographed copy of The Secrets of Lake Road by Karen Katcher.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff indeed. If you are joining us you're not really quite sure the whole More Than Money thing, you may have just stumbled into the radio show. Typically on a Saturday, we're taking calls. Typically, we're a live show. This is a special edition that we've put together through the Herculean efforts of John Elliott. And yeah, I have no idea what that means either. This is, I hope no one looks that up because I'm afraid it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But we started talking about the fact that we get to spend our days with friends.
Right.
When somebody walks through the door for the very first time of MTM Financial Group, they come to the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. They walk through our front door and they get to meet somebody on our team, you, Daryl, Bill, Gene, Connie, the list goes on and on and on.
You're forgetting.
Harley.
Thank you.
Yes. It's just, you know what? It's getting a little annoying now because people walk in and I go, hi, how are you? They go, get out of my way. Where's Harley?
What? When you stepped out before the show, John was actually asking whether or not we can get Harley in to do the show. I don't know how that would work with radio, but you have to put her on the TV show, I guess.
We'll work on that. We'll absolutely work on that. So somebody comes in for the very first time.
Right.
They may have heard the radio show. They may have seen the TV show. They may have read some of our newsletters. So they know a little bit about us. How does the process start when you meet somebody for the very first time?
More laid back than you'd think. And again, it kind of goes back to what really differentiates us and why this is such a fun job. Because it's almost not. Literally, you come in, you sit down, how are you? How can we help? That's 9 times out of 10 the very first words that either you or I will state. How can we help? And it's a discovery process. You know, we obviously want to know as much information as we can so that we can make a prudent recommendation that's specific for everybody. So you can't just blanket statement and say, all right, well, here's what you need to do. That just doesn't make any sense. The reality is there are instances where we can't help.
Or at the very least, we're not the best people to help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so without having that discovery process, we can't determine what is the best avenue or solution. So it's really just to sit down and discuss. I've had a number of couples who have come in and at the end of the first meeting, they're ready to go. They said, what do we do? Where do we sign? And I said, well, you don't. And they said, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, talk about it. So go home. Here's my running joke. I'm going to ruin it for anyone who's new and is going to come in. I'm going to say, usually your questions start, and I point right at the end of the driveway. So your questions begin as soon as you leave the driveway. Because they do. I mean, it's one of the most difficult decisions that you're going to make as far as preparing for retirement or establishing a relationship with an advisor. You don't want to begin a new relationship every couple of years. I mean, this is supposed to be a lifelong decision. So,
and that's really important. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. Our goal in establishing a new relationship with a client is to be their advisor in 10, 15, 20 years, not by the end of the week, not at least through October. None of those things. If we can't see our way clear to have a long-term valuable relationship,
right,
then we're not a good fit.
And then when those years pass, mm-hmm, it starts all over again. Because when you talk about the generational transfer of wealth, we're not here just for you. We want to incorporate as much of the family as possible. And so the idea is that you're not writing that, the joke goes, you write your final check on your deathbed and it bounces. I mean, listen, if you want to spend down your retirement savings to that point, that's fine. But why not prepare for a legacy? Why not prepare for charitable gifting or anything like that? I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can factor into the overall financial plan that people just don't even think about. Now, obviously, first and foremost, it's can I do it? Am I going to be able to survive? But it's our job to look realistically and come in and really try and figure out how much we can really do.
From your standpoint, mm-hmm, we've already agreed not everybody's a good fit for us.
Right.
This is kind of an odd question because if you listen to radio, financial shows on radio, it's in many ways, well, financial shows on radio roughly equivalent to the William Devane commercials on TV for Gold or Gold Line or whatever he's...
That guy's awesome. He can ride horses. He can play golf. He can shoot. He can drive bullets.
Oh, he can shoot. He can shoot the bull. There's no question about that. But the underlying premise of all those experiences, whether it's a commercial or, well, to be fair, most financial shows on radio are commercials.
Right.
Every single person with a pulse and a checkbook is a great client.
Right.
There are lots of folks who really are not appropriate clients for us. If you could think of two or three reasons why somebody who walked through the door might not be a good fit for us, what would be two or three that you might recall?
Well, if we immediately have someone come in the door and they talk about what their advisors did last year as far as performance is concerned and, you know, what the market did, and it's just all about a numbers game, I'm just not going to even attempt to play that. It's the reality is that if it's always going to be about numbers and not building relationships, then it's not going to be a very long-standing relationship. I mean, you can have...
Which is contrary to our entire objective.
Exactly. Right. Right. And so there's always going to be someone who's going to have a better year, performance-wise. It's just the case.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting story that came out, and I think I talked to you about it at CNBC last year, wrote an article, and it talked about, I don't know, what was the S&P up last year? About?
9.
Okay. It said, if your advisor had a return of 14% last year, get rid of them.
That's a little shocking.
Interesting. The idea is that if you are trying to attempt a particular goal or objective and you're consistently outperforming the S&P by that degree, that's a pretty reasonable amount.
It's a lot.
There has to be some risk that is being taken in order to generate that kind of outperformance.
And for most folks, excessive risk.
Right. So the idea is if you're consistently gunning to outperform the S&P, there are risks that you are taking in order to do that. And based on our client base, there's never going to be a rational reason as to why to do that.
Doesn't fit.
No.
So somebody chasing return. Hey, I want the highest return I can possibly right. get on a month-by-month basis, on a week-by-week basis. We've had folks who come in who are so... wired incorrectly mm-hmm. on a morning basis, on an afternoon basis. I've got to make sure I'm outperforming every moment of the day.
Right.
They don't fit us.
Right.
They don't fit us. Who else doesn't fit us?
When we have couples come in or individuals and they're looking for advice, but they're often dictating what that advice is.
So they're looking for you to agree with them.
Exactly.
And if you agree with them, you're a great guy.
Right.
And if you don't agree with them, you clearly don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Right.
That would be under the heading of next, now serving number 11, next. That makes no sense. Yeah. One of the things that comes to my mind is that there are folks who come through the door that have very sincere needs that we don't fulfill. Mortgages, for example, we don't mm-hmm. lend money.
Right.
We don't do reverse mortgages, for example, inside our establishment. So we would have to refer them to what we would consider to be the experts in reverse mortgages or mm-hmm. in mortgages. There are folks who come in who have severe credit challenges. They have gotten themselves, dug themselves into a deep debt hole.
Right.
We're not the best at getting folks out of that kind of a scenario. There are other folks that we respect that would, in our opinion, does that far, far better.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
When folks walk through the door, and I think you'll agree, the vast majority of people who come to visit us, they're really cool.
Sure.
They're really nice people. They're sincere. They want to accomplish important things in their lives. What two or three things should they bring to that first meeting that would make that first meeting the most effective it can be?
probably most important, and this is interesting, is an open mind. Because there's a lot of preconceived notions about financial advisors and what the industry is all about. And we want to make sure that when people come to us, they understand that we don't necessarily take the same approach as everybody else. And that's hard to understand because a lot of our clients are really in retirement, either the beginning of the retirement stages or well into retirement. And so they've been doing this for a long time.
Sure.
So they're used to hearing the same things, and this is how you do it. And we watch all the financial news networks, and this is what they tell us that we're supposed to do and to expect. So come with an open mind.
And what would you find useful?
If you were to bring a copy of your financial statements, perhaps a tax return, that would be helpful as well. The reality is that I don't even come close to making any kind of investment recommendations until possibly a second or maybe even a third get together anyway. There really isn't a whole heck of a lot that's necessary to bring to the table other than yourselves and just a willingness to sit down and talk a little bit openly and truthfully about what it is that you would like to do and some of the challenges that you've had.
Share some ideas, exchange some thoughts, see if there's common ground, determine if there's chemistry, because if there's enough chemistry, we can have that long-term relationship. And if there's not, the rest of it really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Speaking of really doesn't matter, you matter more than you can possibly imagine. If you're just joining us on More Than Money this morning, it's a special edition of More Than Money that we're recording live in the studio as opposed to dead in the studio. I've never really understood that. Recorded live.
It is going to be around Halloween. So.
Oh, that's a very good point. Ooh,
that would make
excellent.
Sense.
He makes a good point. Here's a good point for you as well. If you are just joining us, we're not taking calls this morning, obviously, for a special recorded show, but we are taking emails. Gene@askmtm.com, GENE@askmtm.com. And if your email question, which we will absolutely answer, if your email question is chosen as the best one of the week, number one, it'll be posted on our website. You'll be famous the world over. It'll be sent out as part of our weekly blog. So people, you'll be able to point to that, say, that's me, see how smart I really am. Gene, I just like kind of hang in there, but I'm really smart. And we'll give you a pretty special gift, The Secrets of Lake Road. It's a first edition, first novel by Karen Ketcher, our good friend, great family, wonderful, hardworking young lady. Oh, my goodness. When I say first novel, her publisher's already banging on the door going, hey, we want number two. We want number two. So this young lady's got a bright future indeed. Autographed first edition of The Secrets of Lake Road if you are the question of the week. So all you have to do is let us know. Gene@askmtm.com. As we come close to the first half hour break, a couple things that you need to know. Number one, if you have any interest in topics that Mark and I have discussed this morning or anything else that's in your financial life and you'd like some assistance, you like a second opinion, you like a review, it's easy to do. You can use the same email, gene@askmtm.com. You can check out our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, or you can absolutely give us a call, 610-746-7007. Joining me in the studio is Mark Belsack. As we fade out for this half-hour break and come back in, there are investment opportunities out there far beyond stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
Absolutely.
And we want to talk about those kind of opportunities and where they might bring some value to the Lehigh Valley investors. We're going to do all that and a whole lot more after this on More Than Money.
I'm giving for your kindness. I made debt to you, and I never could have come this far without you.
Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service. This Saturday morning, we are a special edition of More Than Money, pre-recorded for your entertainment and education. Ah, crap. It's for you. We're here to serve you in any way that we are able. I keep saying we because joining me in the studio this morning, Mr. Mark Belsack. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
He did not run after the first segment, so I think we're, whew.
Well, the doors are locked from the outside, so I can't really do that.
And we do that for a reason. That's keeping our guests right where we need them. For those of you who are loyal listeners to More Than Money and part of our More Than Money family, you know Mark and have met Mark in our Wounded Warrior Project events, our holiday open house events, and many, many other opportunities over the years. Financial advisor extraordinaire. And all-around good guy. All-around good guy. I got to say that. He's my guest. Come on. Off-air, whole different question.
Yes.
Nah, just
kidding. Can we move the studio back to the office so I'm constantly on air then?
So if you're listening this morning, I think if I've got my calculation correct, this evening's Halloween. It's the 31st, right? Yeah. So you're going to be enjoying that. Gene is traveling, but Gene is also taking your emails. Gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. And, of course, if you missed the first segment, every one of our More Than Money shows is posted to the website on the following Monday. So John will get that over to Joanne. Joanne will get that on the website. So you can absolutely check us out on morethanmoneyonline.com. Check out all of our previous shows. They're all identified and subcategorized and stuff. I didn't really have anything more for that. My apologies. Mark, one of the things we talked about before the break is that not everybody's a perfect fit for More Than Money or MTM Financial Group. But for the folks who are, it is what incumbent upon us. It is part of our charter, part of our mission, to bring to our clients the very best ideas that fit their needs.
Right.
Stocks and bonds have been around for a long time. Mutual funds have been around for a long time. But there are other investment platforms out there.
Sure.
Couple that come to mind. Give me one.
Well, certainly there's a lot of different types of investment strategies within alternative investments. I'm not sure that the majority of our clients they would be appropriate for, but one that we've used quite a bit here and there is separate account management.
Separate account management.
Yes.
Well, that's the same. No, it's not. Let me think. All right, I'll bite. Separate account management.
Separate account
management.
When
somebody hears that, what should they be thinking?
The interesting thing is that mutual funds is often the most common investment tool that's used today. It's easy. Anyone can buy it. You can do it yourself. You can go get an advisor and they can construct a portfolio filled with mutual funds. It was a simplistic way to get better diversification for individuals who did not have millions of dollars to buy individual stocks in multiple sectors across the board to create a well-diversified portfolio.
So to be honest, it can be a tremendous tool for lots and lots of folks.
Sure, absolutely.
And that may be as far as, for a lot of folks, the discussion needs to go.
Right.
But
there is a certain type of investor who does have the capital to go directly to the institutional money manager who manages money for endowments, manages money for large pension plans, for multimillionaires, and they have the luxury of taking advantage of a different perspective on things.
Different investment approaches, different
correct
thought processes,
right,
different tools and techniques.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, not that it's any better, not that it's any worse. Different. It's a different approach to the market.
And in some cases, unavailable to the average investor.
Right. Typically, if you're going to take advantage of an institutional money manager, you need to start at around $1 million for investment.
So if you were goodness, looking to construct a portfolio of, say, five of these managers.
Right.
You got to pony up $5 million.
At the very least.
To get started.
And the reality is that even if you're hitting their minimums, there are people with lots more who get much more attention. So you're just getting in the door at a million.
So for the average More Than Money listener out there, right about now they're going, maybe I could tune into the sports channel because $5 million ain't going to happen.
Right.
What do they have as an alternative?
What's rolled out over the last 10, 20 years are a variety of different platforms, which for all practical purposes, I mean, they really leverage off of economies of scale. And by that, it's if you have $1 million minimum for one manager, you may not have it if you only have $100,000, but if you can pull together nine of your friends, and so all 10 of you collectively have that $1 million minimum, you can tap into that knowledge base.
And if there's a technology base that will coordinate, not necessarily you and your friends, but you and strangers that can collectively meet these minimums, now we've got some interesting opportunities that may be beneficial.
Right. It definitely opens up the door to have an opportunity at the very least to entertain the thought of bringing in different types of advisors, different types of investment strategies that you may not have the opportunity to do so on your own.
And so what might be some of the advantages for an individual investor of taking this route?
Well, we've all heard about some of the challenges with mutual funds. Oftentimes, you don't know exactly what you hold because they're only required to report quarterly.
Right.
They're not incredibly tax efficient.
Can be a challenge, right?
There's the old example. I just gave it yesterday. Say a mutual fund starts the year trading at $7. You buy it at $10 in September, closes the year at $9. You lost a dollar, but you're paying capital gains.
On $2 a share.
Yeah, doesn't exactly seem quite fair. But they're also expensive. The average equity mutual fund comes in at, what, about 1 or 1.1% operating expenses. And that's if you even know about it, because they're not incredibly transparent with those fees either. So the idea is that when you go directly to an institutional money manager and they manage the money for you, there's a lot of benefits that you don't necessarily get with mutual funds, one of which is transparency. Be nice to know what you hold. When you're investing with an institutional money manager, there's often the ability to know on any day exactly what it is that you hold.
Got it.
Nice to know. Tax efficiency. When you're thrown into a mutual fund pool at the end of the year, you're participating regardless of when you entered.
Right.
When you're dealing with an institutional money manager and there is that transparency and they're buying exactly what it is that their process or their investment philosophy is telling them to hold for you, your gains are your gains. And so from a tax efficient standpoint, that's incredibly valuable because there's a greater opportunity not only to minimize the potential capital gains taxation, but also, and not to get incredibly technical here, but if you're going to try and manage that particular portfolio from a tax efficient standpoint, you can look at individual tax lots and know which ones to buy and which ones to sell so that you can minimize the tax liability. It's pretty interesting.
It is very interesting. For those of you listening and saying tax lots, it's not the same as big lots. It's a cool store. I buy a lot of stuff there.
Yes.
What you're describing is a pretty sophisticated platform.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for the average investor, there's going to be some hesitancy, perhaps, on can they fully understand what's actually going on here?
That's the same with every investment, though.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. Very good. I like that.
And
I
so
like
the that. Idea of having us on your team gives you an opportunity to sit down with us, and you talked about, well, how do our meetings go? Well, our meetings are really treated as an educational process. So we try and make things as uncomplicated as possible. And it's a very sophisticated tool. It is not incredibly complicated, and we'll take the time to walk you through it and explain exactly what that means.
So what you're saying is we're kind of circling back to our the first segment this morning where we talk about our relationship with our clients.
Right.
Would you ever be comfortable with a client simply saying to you, I don't want to know anything, just do whatever you think is best?
No, and it's funny. I've actually joked with clients, and I said, well, that's just too bad. Sorry, you're coming in every 90 days for your client review. Sorry. You're going to open your statements. Sorry. And we're going to talk about it. The reality here is that markets are good, markets are bad. But it's the uninformed client, whether by choice or whether the advisor chooses, that really creates a pretty tough environment, especially today.
And again, we circle back to our objective, which is when someone walks through the door for the very first time, if we're successful as their advisors,
right,
we're having these same conversations 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to do that if there's not an open line of communication.
Exactly.
Now you mentioned something that I mention occasionally on air, but not nearly often enough. How often do you tend to meet with your clients?
At the very least, it's every 90 days. But what I tell my clients is that we'll meet as often as you need to. And are we meeting with clients every week? No.
No.
But it's a pretty sensitive environment right now.
So quarterly meetings are a minimum.
Right.
They're not a restriction.
Right.
So if somebody says, I know we talked a month ago, but I'd really like to talk again.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you should say that. Here's a perfect example of how the financial advisory community has trained their client. So August, we realize the S&P is down, 6.2%, something like that.
Mm, 1 month, right.
And so I have clients that are calling me. And the first thing out of their mouth is, I'm really sorry to bother
sorry
you.
Sorry to bother you. Oh, my God.
And I can't tell them enough, listen, stop apologizing. This is your money. You are paying me to be here and work with you.
Plus,
help you.
We're friends.
Exactly.
It would be like calling up your friend and going, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I have one more question.
Right.
You're my friend. This is not a bother.
But it's a travesty that not only are people trained not to want to call their advisor because they're bothering them. I mean, you imagine that? I've got the sharp pain in my side. I don't want to bother my doctor.
Hmm.
But your leg's bleeding. It'll stop.
But you're really stuffed up and sneezy and drippy and, oh, that's, wait a minute, that's
yeah,
me
that's
this
you.
Morning.
That's, exactly.
I don't want to call John. It'll just annoy him. Goodness.
But the other piece of that, though, is if you pick up the phone enough and if you call your advisor and you talk to us and we're nice people, we actually like to talk to you, you're going to get a greater understanding of what your portfolio is doing. You may not need to call as many times or panic as much because you've actually taken the time to learn. So when you don't open the statements or you don't make the phone calls, that everything just boils up inside and then you begin to panic. That's the last thing that we want you to do.
Fantastic. Could not have said it better. The opportunity to create a thoughtful investment approach is not a one-hour meeting 3 years ago.
Right.
It is a constant communication, the exchange of thoughts that allows More Than Money Advisors, Mark, all the other advisors to give the best possible counsel they can because they know more and more and more about their clients.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fantastic stuff. Separately managed accounts.
Yes.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
Commonly known as managed account platforms, commonly known as unified managed accounts, commonly known as, there's a lot of different names for it.
And to be fair, it doesn't really matter what the title is,
no,
what the label is that we're putting on this. What matters is that if somebody walks through the front door of More Than Money, There are mutual fund options.
Mm-hmm.
There are stock and bond options.
Right.
There are separately managed account options.
Right.
There are variable annuity options. Mm-hmm. There are fixed annuity options. There are fixed indexed annuity options. I'm sure I've missed ETF options.
ETFs, sure.
About the only options you don't have is to fly solo and make big mistakes.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. Speaking of making mistakes, this may be a mistake.
Uh-oh.
I apologize. I'm going way out on a limb. But before I do that, just to reset the show, you've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host. You're listening to Mark Belsack, Associate Advisor at MTM Financial Group, More Than Money. And we've got a special edition of More Than Money today. You're listening on Halloween. Spooky. All right, come on. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. How scared can you be? Come on. Exactly. Well, listening to Gene, maybe you are scared. I get that. If you are listening this morning and you would like to be the question of the week, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. I happen to know where I am at this moment. That's weird, dude. That's weird. I know where I am and where I am. So send me an email, and if you're the best question of the week, we're going to put you on the website. We're going to put you in a blog. We're going to make you famous, and we're going to send you a copy of a cool book. It's a little spooky. Hey, it'd be perfect for Halloween.
There you go.
Because this book is described as mysterious and haunting. Secrets of Lake Road by Karen Catcher, our good friend. Wonderful young authoress. And authoress, that's a real word, isn't it?
It is now.
Wow. Sounded naughty, actually, because I'll have to apologize to her husband later. Sorry, dude. Called your wife an authoress. Exactly. So, gene@askmtm.com. Going way out on a limb. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I do. This is so unprepared. I just pulled back the curtain there. So,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. Question that I had came up this week, and it actually comes up from time to time, and it talks about the dynamic in the office. You know, there's obviously more than one of us working there, and
sure,
we work with different clients, and we have different approaches to investing. And so the question is, well, how does everybody know what everyone else is doing? And so what happens to you? So what happens if Gene actually had the bus story? What happens if Gene gets hit by a bus?
Sure. And
so what do you do? How does everyone know what everyone else is doing, and who makes decisions? Is everyone doing their own thing?
So was that a question?
It was a question.
Okay.
What are you guys doing over there?
That's the question. I think it's a fair question. I think, sadly, it's a fair question for any advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Most folks are not aware that the average financial advisor is a solo practitioner. He or she is working out of a one-person office. They're working out of a spare bedroom. We've seen financial advisors working out of the trunks of their cars. Please. It's a terrifying idea, because if the bus takes out that guy, it takes out all your records too, because all your stuff was in the trunk of his car. So
right,
that's a bad thing. We've done, our More Than Money team has done the exact opposite of that. We have put together literally a team that serves every one of our clients. So in Mark's absence, Is Connie available to help? Is Joe available to help? Is Daryl available to help? Is Gene? Of course. In Gene's absence, temporary, because he's like a cockroach. You can't kill this guy. But if the bus were to take him out, because we have a common philosophy,
right?
Do we have slightly different approaches for our individual clients, perhaps, but do we have an absolute common philosophy, which is simply stated as, we're here to serve the best interests of our clients?
Right.
And the answer is, of course. So if by the time you hear this aired on Halloween, I'm already one of the ghosts that you're scared of tonight, our More Than Money team will continue on with minimal disruption, certainly no disruption to our clients,
because
we have advisors that have exactly the same philosophy, have the exact same access to the quality services and products that, that our clients deserve.
Right. And on that same note, kind of looking behind the scenes at what we do at MTM, one of the things that I talk to my clients about a lot, which really provides some transparency on that, is our weekly advisor meetings.
Oh, indeed.
And so what's the very first question that you ask? No, not that question. The second question that you ask when we have our advisor meetings.
Okay, I'll bite. What is the second question I ask when we have our advisor meetings?
Any interesting stories?
Yeah.
Anything happened over the last week?
Yeah.
You know, the idea is that there's always going to be a unique situation that comes up.
That we all have different perspectives on. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And I've got to say that our team meetings
mm-hmm.
have been one of the most advantageous things that we've instituted in recent memory.
Right.
Because there's just so much opportunity on a regular basis to, forgive me, but stumble into stuff that you go, well, we're here, anybody? Well, not really. Oh, wait a second. And it pops out, and it's an idea to cross-pollinate ideas.
Right.
We're very, very fortunate. As a lot of folks, there's no reason for clients to understand these things, that the average advisor is a solo, and if the bus takes them out, there is literally no one
mm-hmm.
Holding their best interest at heart. The average advisor manages very, very few dollars. So the opportunity to kind of weather a storm, those advisors can disappear relatively easily because a downturn in the economy can wipe them off the face of the map.
Right.
As a solo practitioner, do they offer tax advice? Do they have attorneys coming into the office to offer estate planning? Do they have insurance partners that will walk in and be able to help them with life insurance, long-term care, fixed annuities, fixed index?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no. They don't. They simply don't have any of that. And we are so blessed that we have all of that. And to be perfectly blunt, we work for a great boss. She made me say that. Because as Mark will tell you, as long as we keep Princess Diane happy, life is pretty good.
Yes.
If you are listening to us this morning, you are listening to a special edition of More Than Money. We're coming to the top of the hour, which means top of the hour Fox Network News. It also means that as we go to our second full hour with Mark Belsack, Associate Advisor with More Than Money, we're going to be exploring a whole bunch of stuff. I got some real estate questions I think you're going to find very, very interesting. Mark's got some questions for me. And, of course, always we're interested in answering your questions. Even though we're recording this edition of More Than Money, you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. We will absolutely answer your questions either by email or on our next show. And if you are lucky enough to be the question of the week, you will you'll be on our website, you'll be in a blog, and you'll receive a wonderful copy, an autographed copy of The Secrets of Lake Road by Karen Ketcher, an up-and-coming novelist here from Bethlehem, and a book that you will find totally appropriate for Halloween, mysterious and haunting. Folks, stick with us as we hand you off to Fox. Stay with us. We'll be back momentarily on More Than Money.
I'm giving.